Welcome to the 16th and extra final episode of Who the Hell Are You and the Marshall Crew of Podcasts. This time, it's 50 rapid-fire questions posed directly at the host. Call it payback, call it comeuppance, call it something that more than a few guests during season one said must happen, and here it is. Among the many things you'll learn about Marshall Pruitt during this episode, they're all troubling. All 50. Like every episode of Who the Hell Are You, the conversation flows freely, so don't be surprised if you are permanently stained. There are more than 200 Marshall Pruitt podcast episodes on iTunes, on Podbean, on my own Marshall Pruitt podcast Facebook page, and on marshallpruitt.com. And here we go with the 16th and truly final episode of season one of the Marshall Pruitt podcasts, Who the Hell Are You? And I definitely apologize in advance.
Welcome, everybody. Justin Bell here, taking over behind the mic on Who the Hell Are You from Marshall Pruitt, because the man has punched such an epic hole through the motorsport landscape that it needed someone to get behind him in the draft and ask the questions to the man in return. So, Marshall Pruitt, welcome to Who the Hell Are You. What is your full name?
Marshall Jefferson Pruitt II.
Wow. Birthplace and date, please.
Burlingame, California, December 7th, Pearl Harbor Day, 1970.
A disaster from the minute you arrived.
I've been told I was born on a day that lived in infamy, and it was fitting, very fitting.
How many languages do you speak, and what are they?
English. I took 2 or 3 years of French in high school and remember just enough to seriously offend Sebastian Bourdais and Simon Pagenaud.
That's exactly all you need as an English speaker. Are you left or right-handed?
Left.
If the purge ever becomes ratified by the government, who are you taking out first?
The person who thought of the first cigarette and brought that into reality.
I actually like that. Left or right-footed?
Right.
What is the most useful app you've downloaded on your phone?
Dark Skies.
Sweet. How old were you when you started to walk?
I believe 2, which I'm told is very, very late.
Yes, but it set the scene. What's your favorite musician or band today?
I'm late to this. Alter Bridge, which exists of 3 members left over from the band Creed, which I believe was horrific, so I'm somewhat embarrassed. But then Miles Kennedy, who's the lead singer, has this kind of 80s hair, soaring voice. There's an aesthetic there that works for me of metal with soaring voices, so this is something to definitely make fun of me about. But Alter Bridge, I've been stuck on it.
I'm now going to download it. Most hated vegetable or fruit?
My body type would suggest I hate all vegetables and fruits. Not the case. Cucumbers.
What's your favorite musician or band of all time?
Rush. Easily. Since I've been about 7.
Perfect. Perfect. Have you ever been Jesus?
Catfish? I have been Jesus.
Yeah.
But I was drunk that night and no one followed.
Have you ever been catfished?
I have not. I've been married long enough, I think, before that internet phenomenon started.
Have you ever lost a parent or a sibling?
Both parents, and I've only had step-siblings, and I don't believe so.
That is sad, but that's how it goes. What is the highest level of education you've completed, and obviously education not being a prerequisite for our fair sport?
Oh, good Lord. Completed, embarrassingly, high school. I've gone through 3.5 years of university, University of San Francisco, and I am so intelligent, I have not completed it.
Well, that makes both of us the smartest men in the room.
Ugh.
How many days has it been since your last drink?
Hundreds. Yeah, I made sure in my 20s to stock up for life.
Spectacular. Wish I had. What's your favorite song by Taylor Swift?
I don't have one, believe it or not. And I'm quite proud of that, as I've told everybody. I'm a grown man. I shouldn't have a... If there is a Taylor Swift song that I find something in common with, that would actually be fascinating. I need to do that. I need to listen and see if there is one that connects with my heart, Justin Bell.
That involves an Instagram picture when you do. Have you ever gotten into a fist fight? And if so, when? And what happened? Set the stage.
Yes. I haven't been that punchy as an adult. As a kid, I was, and my friends in the neighborhood knew that I was, so they'd pit me with the older kids, and I didn't win very often, and I did realize getting punched in the head by bigger kids wasn't that much fun, so I guess I begged off from my junior fight club in the 70s. And last fight was, I think, 2000 or so at an IndyCar test with our crew chief.
Wow.
Yes, close the door on that one.
Okay, yeah. That'll be good for job security. What's the dumbest thing you've ever purchased?
When I first made a little bit of money as a motor racing reporter, and those things rarely ever go together, I bid far too high on some charity auction America Le Mans Series memorabilia. So I have an autographed OMP or something like that fire suit sitting in my closet at home from the 2008 LMS race. I think it might have cost me like $3,000, and I didn't really have $3,000. I don't know why I did it, Justin. I've never worn it. I've looked at it once. It
just sits there as a reminder.
It's a fireproof piece of nothing, but hopefully someone used that money for something good.
Is there a lyric or in a song or passage in a book that you hold dear?
There are a number of lyrics on the Living Color album Time's Up that stand out to me, that serve me in that manner. None of them are jumping out immediately, but This Is the Life You Have, which is the last song on that. It's perfect. It basically contrasts, this is the dream life that you wish you could have. This is the life you have. Which one would you rather live in, the real one or the fantasy one that you seemingly never can achieve and are never happy because you don't have that?
I like that. I'm looking at them now. What is your shoe size?
13.
It's not so bad. As a teen, where did you hide your porn stash?
How's this? The best one was under the couch, under the cushions in the couch in our living room.
In plain sight.
Yes.
Hide in plain sight. Your favorite album?
I'm thinking 2112, Permanent Waves, somewhere, maybe probably 2112 by Rush. Permanent Waves, though.
You're a Rush man. You are a Rush man.
Yeah.
Do you have any tattoos? How many and why not? And I don't need to see them. Sorry, you didn't write that on these questions, but I'm adding that.
No, I think tattoos are incredibly, incredibly lame.
How many times have you had your heart broken?
I've never had my heart broken, meaning someone did that to me. Ah. I think it's happened probably twice. And I can say that I was either the root cause or too stupid to realize I was venturing into a place that was going to make that happen. So I'll take full ownership there.
I think
there.
That was my answer too, actually.
Was it?
It was very
right,
close
good.
To that. We're just lovers, not fighters, well, Marshall. When was the last time you Googled yourself and what did you find?
I used to do this a lot in the very late 90s and early 2000s. When I was trying to see if some of the first embers of wanting to be a writer, journalist while I was still working in IndyCar, if any of the little small things that I'd written cropped up anywhere. And I found that there was a American college football coach, Bob Pruitt. And so anytime I would Google my name, essentially nothing would come up and it'd be pages of Bob Pruitt. So since then, I guess it might sound like bullshit, but I don't, because I kind of write stuff every day or post stuff every day.
You have a voluminous tone, as they say. It goes out there, doesn't
it? I pollute the web on a daily basis. I don't need additional proof.
Can you rap?
No. Good. But I can listen to rap.
What is the worst piece of advice you've received?
You want the really, really honest truth?
Yeah.
Since my father passed and about in 1995, I haven't really listened to much of what anyone else has had to say in terms of advice. And so that either means I have a really big ego or that I learned to trust my own voice. So I can't think of anything. I'm sure I've had folks tell me a lot of stupid things. I don't even let it rest in the front of my head.
I like that. Your father was the last great piece of advice, man who gave you good advice. I like that. Have you ever killed someone? Or even come close?
No. That fight at an IndyCar test, though, had our truck driver not intervened, I know that I was, I don't know if kill, that would be a false statement, but I was willing to do permanent physical damage to the guy and went in knowing it. So I'm glad we didn't even get close to that.
Seinfeld, is it the funniest TV show of all time or the worst pile of garbage ever made?
It's pure trash. It is the stupidest thing. I've never laughed at it. It's humor for children. The little soundtrack. I mean, this is like stuff you... It's a circus, a five-year-old, to get them to laugh. The folks who tell me they love it and they don't understand why I can't, I think a lot less of them.
Your
is that too much
song.
Too much there?
No. Okay. I think let it. It's been pent up for too long. Let it go. Favorite song? By Rush, probably.
Subdivisions.
Oh, good. What toy did you want more than any other as a little boy?
I had it fleetingly. It was a green machine. It was this little four-wheeled kind of drift style. It was like a little trikey thing. I had it for a brief period, and it got stolen. So I guess that maybe doesn't answer the question. I had it, but then it went away. And
Which is the same as wanting it.
The longing after it was stolen. It's brutal.
A question posed to presidential candidates during the most recent election cycle. If you could go back in time and kill baby Adolf Hitler, would you do it?
Absolutely. And I realized the whole time-space continuum effects, would someone else step up in his place? Very possibly so. But regardless, that'd be a good kill.
Is there a game show or a reality show you would love to be on?
The Match Game.
Have you ever worn a hat that says, I'm with Hillary, or Make America Great Again?
No, but I feel like we need one, like a human time capsule. When whatever it is from space gets here at some point in time, there's going to be some explaining to do how one won, one failed, when many of us thought it was a shoo-in to work the other way around. So I think we need both hats.
Tupac or Biggie?
Biggie. Tupac was gifted. I just never found his music to be his gift.
What is the name of the last book you read?
I am forgetting the name of it, but it was on Annals of Saturday Night Live. It's actually sitting in my bathroom, which is a worrying place, but I'll have to get back to myself on that one, but yeah. It's quite good.
Are you married?
I am.
Why?
I found the one person that makes complete sense to me.
Beautiful. Brought a tear to my eye. If I was to check your browser history, what's the nicest website I'd find?
Nice. I'm stumping myself with my own questions, but I haven't put myself through this to think about them. It's not that I go to non-nice websites. DoorDash.com. To not as frequently as I should, but send my wife lunch or something if I know that she's either running behind or had a hurried day, etc. So I should do that more often, though.
That's very sweet. Now, if you were gravely injured and stuck in the hospital, would you be concerned if your loved ones would check your browser history?
No. I have the settings just right. There's no concern.
Perfect. It's not about lying about this. It's just about protecting oneself.
Traceable evidence.
What's the first big purchase you made once you started making proper money?
How's this? When I started running my own race team and I had two very lucrative, in my world, contracts come in, with the excess, a video camera and some photography equipment, those were the things that I purchased that ended up being the things that really helped me when I first started at speed, because I had the tools to go out in the field and do what I needed. So they weren't extravagant in terms of look at my shiny gold coat, but those things, not only were they were a bit expensive, but practical too.
Cats or dogs?
Cats, absolutely. Folks know that my wife and I are cat people. People talk about old cat ladies. I endeavor to be an old cat man.
I love that. Have you ever exhibited behavior that could land you on an episode of Intervention?
There was a period where blackout was a word. It wasn't a long stretch, but there was a period where the word blackout could have been added in to describe my drinking habits.
What magazines, Mr. Racer, do you subscribe to?
Non-automotive, non-racing, Rolling Stone. Getting thinner by the month, but Rolling Stone. This is my wife's subscription, but she just hands it straight to me because she knows she's not going to see it. People Magazine. It is the best mind-numbing
Fantastic.
Fodder possible. The one I used to catch hell for, but I enjoyed reading it, and my wife gets it, so that works too. Ebony.
You learn something every day. What is the meanest thing you've ever done to a sibling or a friend?
I don't remember the exact person, but I know that pissing on their belongings, there's something that has crept forward from my brain about...
Is that tied into that drinking thing, do you think?
No, that would have been separate. Yeah, all I know is someone had, I believe, articles of clothing that were dry before I showed up, and after I left, they weren't. So, yeah, I don't know if we were
that
friends.
That counts, by the way, in
yes.
that question. That's
yes.
funny. Have you? I'm going to say it in English. Have you ever sat on the loo and taken a business call?
I'll just say this. I hope that my dear friends in the industry who I interview on a regular basis aren't listening to this because I make very efficient use of my time and wherever I am. And if I have the ability to have a phone and a, you know, something to capture that interview, interviews take place
wherever.
Anywhere and everywhere in my house.
If you are trapped on a desert island or a boat, how long before you go cannibal?
I have a feeling that with the amount of energy I have stored on my body compared to most people, I could go a long time without food. So I'm not sure on the length. I mean, it would take me a while to get like Tom Hanks skinny, castaway skinny. So A, I think that could be to my advantage. So 10, 15, 30, I don't know. The date, the length. As for what I would consume first...
That's what I just read out. What would you eat first?
Man. I think I'd die. I think I would. I don't know if I'd go yeah. cannibal. The thing is like I'm okay with needles. I'm okay with those things. Actually sitting there, self-harm, I've struggled with that. And there are folks who are strong. Hey, I got my arms been caught 127 days. I'll cut it off. I think I'm the guy that dies because I am too weak of a person to do that much self-harm.
Not a bad thing. In Living Color, The Chappelle Show, or Key and Peele?
So I grew up on In Living Color and would say that was absolutely groundbreaking. I'd also say that season one of The Chappelle Show tops all three.
Love that. Senna or Schumacher?
Senna by, it's not even a question. I never cared for Schumacher. He's the emotionless, passionless face of perfectionism. I don't watch motor racing for perfectionism. I want a flawed hero. I want someone we have to debate why they did certain things. And I guess Schumacher also did some underhanded things. I just never cared for him. It evoked zero emotions.
Has anyone ever mistaken you in the airport or a restaurant and said, God, you look just like...
Jesus. Yeah, and I want to punch people every time, but it's my own fault. It's Michael Moore. Yeah, I know that. And without saying it, folks are saying, lose weight, fat ass, right? I know.
But you know what? Super successful, makes a political stance.
Oh, yes. He's America's most loved filmmaker.
Okay. I believe we're on number 50. Believe it or not.
All right.
Marshall, this is my own one. When we're walking up to your grave one day and all these little podcast fans are turning up, what would you like them to be standing there reading on your tombstone? What would you like people to say about you?
So this is going to sound really sappy, but it's the first thing that came to mind. He loved life and he loved his wife.
Marshall Pruitt, you have successfully completed your own 50 questions on who the hell are you, and you are certainly someone special.
And for those who are wondering, at 47 years old? Cheeseburgers, man. I mean, cheeseburgers.
Thanks, Marshall. That
Thank
was
you,
great.
Brother.
And that was episode 16 with yours truly. I'm off to take a cold shower and then head to church, pray for forgiveness, absolution, and possibly searching for an exorcist. All right. I'm Marshall Pruitt. This is the Marshall Pruitt Podcast. Thanks for listening.